Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you have a nice little, what is today?
It is a nice little
Thursday.
Thursday.
Beautiful out there. You know, we are getting an 8 p.m. sunset tonight.
Oh, I love it.
How about that?
Got dinner plans tonight. Sit out on the patio.
You going to eat chicken?
It's chicken.
There will probably be some form of chicken.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
Some cocktails. It's one of those places where you eat you get a nice little variety, a smorgasbord, if you will.
It's me, Rob. Big Sook's right over there.
Oh, dude. Can we talk about the fact that you currently have a conversation going with Channing Frye, and he doesn't know who you are?
I think he's fishing for who I am. But let me just keep going with it, and I'll report back.
But he has not responded with a new phone who dis yet. And now he's too far into the conversation to admit that he doesn't know who you are.
I think he is trying to figure out who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think he's fishing, and I'm not giving him enough.
Do you think that he knows that you know he doesn't know?
No. Unless he's now listening.
But yeah, I was wondering if somebody tipped him off. Somebody else
probably
was listening to the market.
A lot of times that happens.
Yeah, it does.
They're talking about you.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have to explain what the hell we're talking about.
I will say it's one of the more awkward things is that when you run into someone and they know that you don't know who they are, but they won't just come out and tell you.
That.
So there's that weird kind of volley back and forth. You know, you're trying to rush the net and they're playing a hard baseline game on you. It's just... We need to just cut through the charade.
Well, I think the conversation has ended. How it is.
Yeah, and he's
like
done.
When you're texting.
Yeah.
Last thing he said doesn't warrant a response.
Yeah.
So I'll just read you the whole conversation.
Yeah.
And you tell me if you think he knows where this is coming from.
Yeah.
Hey, inquiring minds want to know you still live here. And he says, in Portland?
See, that immediately, he has no idea
who
this is.
So then I said, yes. He says, I've been here for 17 years. I live in West Lynn, LOL. So he's laughing at me.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, you came up on the show, didn't know if you had moved with all the TNT stuff. Hope you are well. And I was hoping hoping I would not get another response because, look, you know, it's already weird.
It's about to get weirder.
Then he says, I'm great. Where did that come from? And I'm like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
And so then I asked you, I was like, wait, why did Channing come up on the show? And you said, we were talking about kickball. So I text him. I said, believe it or not, we were talking about kickball. And his last response is where we're going to leave it. Mm-hmm. I think we're both done here.
Okay.
He says, LMFAOOO.
Oh.
Wild.
Yeah, he has no idea who you are. And the key to that is when he said, in Portland.
Yeah.
Because if he knew it was you, of course,
well,
Portland.
But, yeah. No,
he
I
has
think that's
no
right.
Idea. He has
but
no
if
idea.
He knew, if he but he knows it's, I'm from Portland.
Yeah.
Which is why he would ask Portland. Yeah.
He has no idea.
So
he
we'll see.
He has no idea who you are at this point.
And yeah, you got the acknowledgement that he knows that you know what you're talking about with the kickball thing, but he still has no idea who you are.
Right. Yeah. He's like, oh, kickball. Yeah. I hosted a kickball tournament and I'm out.
Somewhere over dinner tonight, Channing Frye is going to be like, dude, I don't know. Some dip ass was texting me today. I don't.
Dude, I hope it haunts him. He's like, God, who is that?
Dude, that I will admit right now, I have at least three conversations that are like that on my phone that I really don't know who they are. And I want to say one of them has been going on for like 8 months. And once in a while, I get one, and it's usually about something very random, and I don't know who the person is, but I just keep it generic enough, and I'm not certain that, I don't think they're aware that I have no idea.
I have that, too.
Yeah.
Where you just pretend. You just play along.
It's easier that
way.
But
you just don't say much.
No.
And you respond with the ha-has or the hearts.
Exactly.
Or the likes.
And they, and they don't bother you that much. It's just once in a while. And it's too far into the conversation. There's like 6 texts that have been exchanged. You can't at this point come clean and be like, look, can I be honest? I don't know who you are. I don't know where this number came from.
You don't want to do that. No, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Exactly. So you just,
much like
Channing's
doing.
But that's why the new phone who dis works, is you can be like, oh, you know what? I got a new phone. Who is this again? And then that's your cop out. That's your.
Yeah, but everyone knows that when you do new phone who dis, that really means that you weren't important.
At least you're trying to save face.
Well, look.
We all know that's a lie. No
Usually.
One is the what? New phone who this is 100% a lie of you weren't it's valuable enough for me to keep track.
That's
of.
Right. You weren't important enough for me to save your number or your name. So,
dude, all those contacts transfer over.
I was going to say nowadays you can't really do that because if it was once in your phone, I'm still in your
exactly.
Unless you deleted me. And then that's like,
exactly.
Wow.
The who this.
Wow.
That's why it's the ultimate, you know.
Wow.
F you. This is why it's better to just keep up appearances and lie and keep the pleasantries. Ha ha. It's like when you tell someone that you haven't met in a while, oh, we should totally get together. Absolutely, which means we're never going to see each other again.
All right, coming up in our next segment, we'll have our NBA Roomba sweep. We also have a little bit of crazy story from the NFL. And right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victoricos.com.
Taylor Swift, that's
Number five.
Well, it was getaway day in Cincinnati for the Mariners, and it was a wild one. After giving up 4 runs in the bottom of the 8th to fall behind 7-5, Cal Raleigh and Randy Arozarena went back-to-back in the 9th to force extras. Then in the 10th, the M's shoved across 4, and they won.
Yeah.
11-7.
Yeah.
Arozarena coming through again, 2-run double. Seattle is now 9-9 after winning 2 of 3. They are on to Toronto.
Come roaring back. I think Cal Raleigh now, I think is he either tied for the lead league or one back. He's got like 8 or 9 home runs.
Look at that.
The big dumper in the torpedo bat. Now he's hitting like 212, but dude mashes.
You know what I heard the other day though is that he's only using the torpedo bat from one side of the plate, which makes zero sense to me because you could just, it's circular, just turn it over.
Huh. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
I read this, that he's waiting until he needs his
right-handed
order.
Well, maybe lefties probably jam him more than, because he's if he's hitting left, lefty probably jams him.
Even so, I thought it odd him using different bats from different sides of the field.
Either way, Mariners on their way to 54%.
Well on their way.
Number 4.
The Giants lost today 6-4 in Philly. Do you care about A's White Sox? Probably not. A's won.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, the A's aren't terrible.
They're not
either.
Terrible. No, they're not terrible. Wild times in college football. Spring transfer portal is open. Rich Rodriguez driving them out in droves at West Virginia. The Mountaineers lost 36 players to the portal yesterday alone.
Good Lord.
12 of them were walk-ons and likely house settlement casualties, but roughly 12 others were from this year's recruiting class from Neil Brown. So that's a Deion Sanders-level roster shuffling there in Morgantown. Notre Dame quarterback Steve Angeli enters the portal. He led a 52-yard scoring drive in the playoff win over Penn State. He's the guy who beat the Beavers in the 2023 Sun Bowl. And in basketball transfer news, Cal is losing Peja's kid, Andre Stojakovic, to the portal.
And they were saying, like, Oregon was considered, like, right there at the end of his recruitment. So they were saying, keep an eye on the Duckies.
He averaged, he averaged 18 points. He's pretty good. He started his career at Stanford. Then he went to Cal. Now this will be his third school in 3 years.
I know, it's crazy. But this is happening on a regular basis now.
Florida State is canceling all home sports through Sunday after a shooting on its campus. Two are dead, five seriously injured. The shooter has been arrested. He's a 20-year-old student who is a sheriff's deputy's son.
Yeah, the mom was a deputy, and then I think the dad was like a resource officer, and he used the mom's...
Yeah, the service weapon was found at the scene.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Got to have that service weapon locked up.
Yeah, it's a bad scene. So he did get shot, but he's going to survive. The shooter was shot by first responders.
And other other Florida State news, alumni Lee Corso is ending his run on ESPN College Game Day. Finally, he'll appear one last time in week one for a big soppy send-off.
And yes, it will be...
Soppy?
It will be sappy, soppy, soupy, all of it.
Herbst- Isn't soppy a word?
I've never heard of
Isn't that like... Maybe? Soppy?
Soppy?
Did I mean sappy?
I always thought sappy, but it could be soppy.
Or sopping?
Sopping?
Pecan, pecan? Look, Herb Street's going to cry a lot. And...
Yeah, soppy. Self-indulgently sentimental.
Well, there you go. And wow. It will be. It will be over the top, but Lee Corso has been a tremendous... He's the Dick Vitale of college football. He's been a phenomenal ambassador for the sport.
He's been a cheerleader for the sport for decades.
And it will be a nice... It'll be a cool send-off.
Doctors say they've never seen a recovery so speedy, but Damian Lillard cleared of deep vein thrombosis. He is off blood. How am I doing?
Doing great.
He is off blood thinning meds. He will not play Saturday, but will begin ramping up for a return. Doctors are crediting early detection and working with specialists before the diagnosis.
That is crazy. I mean, this stuff costs people seasons, years, sometimes careers. Played a game a month ago. And now he's off of the blood thinners and could play. If he comes back and Milwaukee makes a run, that's an unbelievable story.
No play in tonight. We're going to get all those games tomorrow. Yeah. Well, I say all those games. Two of them.
Two.
Come too far together. You know, that playoff bracket almost set.
You know it is. They're going to set it tomorrow and then kick off the playoffs on Saturday.
That's right. Number one. Catch the fever when, you know, I don't know, the Atlanta Hawks. Excitement.
And the funding for MLB to Portland has passed in the Oregon Senate. The vote was 24-5 in favor, now must pass the Oregon House. The bill is the one that would authorize up to $800 million in privately backed bonds that would support the construction of a ballpark at Zedell Yards in southwest Portland. It only happens if Portland gets a team and Oregonians will not pay new taxes. The bonds will be paid off by the teams and the players that use the stadium.
It's a nice step. I mean, look, we're...
Good little step.
It's all you can do at this point is position yourself the best way you can and then hope Major League Baseball makes a choice.
Good little step.
But everyone seems to think it's between us and Salt Lake, and Salt Lake is a little bit ahead of us by a little bit, maybe a lot, but I think we're back in the race, and stuff like this, the fact that we have a site that you're... getting this, you know, moving through the city government and that you got leaders on board, I think we're back in the mix.
We should come back and talk about what we learned about the Salt Lake bid.
Yeah, it sounds like Salt Lake is...
Because we did all that off of the air.
Yeah.
You and I were doing a little
poking. Yeah, you're always hearing like it's between us and Salt Lake because they want a team in the East. And Manfred has said they need a team in the East and a team in the West. And so it's just kind of assumed that it's between us and Salt Lake. And, you know, where is Salt Lake? Well, apparently... Salt Lake's got some news.
It's in Utah.
Yeah, it is true.
Victory Co's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll get to that Salt Lake bid item coming up next. And our NBA Roomba sweep is coming up on The Fan. The Portland Diamond Project, I should say, takes a nice step towards getting funding for a ballpark, should they be awarded a Major League Baseball expansion franchise, which could be coming down the road in, I don't know, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
I think the last time I saw, the plan was for first pitch for the new expansion teams to be 2031, I believe, is
all right.
What Manfred said. That was kind of the rough the rough goal.
So it's getting down to go time for getting the ballpark going.
Yeah, I mean, I think the idea is once the A's and Rays were settled.
Which they're not.
Which they're not, but...
the A's are, kind of.
Kind of. And then once the Rays we thought were settled, and that kind of hit a hiccup because the owner said that the deal to build the stadium, that was off, so they got to figure that out. But you would figure by the time you say go on any of this, you're looking at 2.5 to 3 years to build the stadium and get it. So if you're 2031, you figure something's got to be done by, you know, in the next 3 years, give or take, to make an announcement.
Yeah, because Manfred's retiring.
Yeah.
And he's going to want to
that'll be his
award two teams before he goes. So what did we learn about the... So, well, if you're just tuning in when I was teeing this up, it's the $800 million that used to be $150 million that was already passed by the Oregon legislature.
Yeah.
Senate passed it, approved it today. Mm. The Oregon House will have to approve it next. They should. And the Portland Diamond Project will have, technically, a lot of the funds that they need to build a ballpark if they're awarded a team. So that's very good news. They needed to have this happen in order to continue. Now, they're battling Salt Lake. What did we learn about the Salt Lake bid today?
So we're digging around because we always hear that Salt Lake wants to build this power district. That's their plan. And Portland has that same thing, but because of it's got to be at Zindel Yards, the development will happen over at Red Tail. Right. So they'll do a big development at Red Tail, and then the ballpark will actually be quite small down there on the south waterfront. Well, we knew Salt Lake had proposed this big thing called the Power District, and where they where they're at in the project. So we did a little digging at the end of last year. Sounds like, by the way, the ownership group of that is the Larry Miller family. He's the guy that used to own the Utah Jazz, and he passed away.
Sold the Jazz, right?
Yeah, he sold it because he was dying.
To that Smith guy?
Yeah, to the Smith guy. And he's also the one that owns the hockey team. So this is the original owner of the Utah Jazz.
Ryan Smith.
And it's the Larry Miller family. She has a new husband, and their family is a big, swinging you-know-what in Salt Lake.
Did you know Ryan Smith was born in Eugene, Oregon?
I did not know that.
Did you know that?
I did not. So they have, proposed a 100-acre site on the west side of the city. And it's called the Power District, and they now have cleared, it looks like close to $1 billion in public funds, kind of like what we did here in Portland. They have that got passed. In December, the city of Salt Lake changed all the zoning ordinances needed in order to start the Power District project, and it sounds like they have begun construction. They are going to build this 100-acre parcel and are starting to do so now. And then on the corner of it is where the ballpark will go. So they are basically saying that we are full go on this. Shovels are into the ground. And their plan is to build out this massive 100-acre site. And then as soon as Major League Baseball gives it the thumbs up, they said that the stadium plans will be ready to go and the stadium will be constructed as soon as possible. And the infrastructure will already be built around it. And the city has signed off on all of the... partnerships. I guess it's right by the Jordan River, and it's also by a state park. And the governor of the state, the city leadership are doing, it's a big partnership. And so they're viewing this as a win-win. So everyone on Utah's on board to the point where the Miller family that owns the minor league team, the Salt Lake Bees, they moved them out of Salt Lake, built them a new stadium, cities over to clear the way for Major League Baseball to actually move into Utah. So they're building a separate stadium just to move their team out of there to make way. So it's they're full go.
The renderings are pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
It's closer to the city. Like you said, it's just west of downtown and right on the river.
It's right on the river.
It's kind of got the feel of the what's the one in Atlanta? Battery?
Yeah, I forget what they call that, but yeah, it's
got that kind
it's
of
got
feel.
That vibe, but yeah, there it's 100 acres and shovels are in the ground. So this is
you can go to, if you want to see it, you can go to thepowerdistrict.com.
Yeah.
There's renderings on there.
So it just kind of goes to show you that they're ahead of us and that they're building this thing regardless, and they've got everyone on board. And the fact that they've gotten, that they already have almost $1 billion in public funding, that they've already changed zoning ordinances and gotten all the environmental stuff out of the way. And the fact that they've already started to build the entertainment district, that scares me a little bit, you know, where for us, we have ideas. Whereas it sounds like Salt Lake is putting shovels in grounds, and that, I don't know. I think that's problematic.
Well, we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like we never really know the true considerations behind the scenes, you know?
No.
A lot of the times these things come down to just who has relationships with who.
But isn't it weird that, I mean, they're already building.
Well, they don't have to build a ballpark.
No.
But Portland's more in that mode of, okay, tell me we're getting the team and then we'll do all the things we need to do. And Salt Lake is like, we'll do all the things right now and then just give us the team.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how much that matters. Like,
it may not matter that much, but I feel like they're proving their desire to have it more by getting more done in advance.
That's fair. And surely, I mean, like, if it comes down to it, you would think that Major League Baseball would need assurances that Portland is going. I mean, look, if they give Portland a team, they're going to build it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I mean, they're not going to give Portland a team, and then Portland's going to be like, well, no, but just kidding. We don't have our ducks in a row.
I do think there is something to be said, though, when you talk about all the infrastructure and all that the city and the state have to get behind, and one side goes, well, we already have all of that cleared. We have $1 billion sitting here in public funds. We're committing the other $2.5 billion because our owners are worth $5 billion. Oh, and by the way, we've already changed all the zoning things that we need to get done. It's a partnership with a state-owned park and green space, and all of these things are done, and all we need is the okay, and we have no more hurdles, and shovels go in the ground, as opposed to, is there something in Portland where you're going to have to do a lot of wrangling as far as transportation and getting the city on board, and what does all that look like? It just feels like when I read about Salt Lake, it just feels like a lot of those hurdles that we're still going to have to face have already been cleared. It'd be one thing if they were down at Zedell Yards right now and they were building things around it. Wouldn't that make you feel better about the chances that a ballpark's going up?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I also understand why they wouldn't start that without a ballpark. You know, like.
And I guess that just means to me that the other side has more money and is more serious in that.
Well, I think they just don't. The other side does not need
baseball
like, as part of their project.
Yes,
and I don't know how much that matters.
Yeah,
Portland, it's all predicated on baseball. At least I thought, but now you're saying that some of it will go to Red Tail, some of it be downtown.
Well,
I mean, I know the group wants a development, but I don't think they're going to do any developing if they don't get baseball.
Well, it is my understanding. And again, maybe I'm out in left field, but I feel like this is basically, and I think if I remember correctly, Barrett said as much, because there's no real public money going into this other than the $800 million, which is not coming from the taxpayers, right? That's going to be taxed on player salaries. The only way for this group to make their money back in a timely fashion is with the development.
But what I'm saying is they're not going to develop unless they get baseball. This is not a group that's going to come into Portland and develop Portland without the baseball piece.
Probably not.
So I think that, again, it's the question of, does that matter to MLB? Yeah. They're here. They're going to build it. But no, they haven't started on it.
Yeah.
So Portland is saying, well, you need to give us a team before we do this. Salt Lake is saying, well, we don't need a team to do this.
Yeah.
They seem like the same thing. Like, as long as MLB has an assurance that Portland it has its ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. It's no different than Salt Lake. Just because Salt Lake has started the power district doesn't change anything. It then comes down to what are the considerations for where you want a team out west. I don't know the city of Salt Lake. I know is cleaner and is certainly more business forward and big business forward than Portland is. It certainly has. We still have a homeless problem.
They've had the Olympics. They're getting the Olympics again.
And it sounds like our renderings, I think, are cooler than theirs. But they're right on a river too.
Yep.
So the whole downtown thing, I don't know. I don't know what all goes into that. Maybe it all just comes down to who Manfred and the staff at MLB have a relationship with more so than
the Miller Group or
Miller Group are here.
Here.
And that's all about the groundwork that they've laid, and we don't know what that is.
No, we don't.
So
I guess the other one that I think about when I look at all the hiccups that the Rays have had, and then I look at all the hiccups that Vegas is having right now, And these are, you know, deals that supposedly were done, and yet there's not a shovel going in the ground anywhere right now. I don't know. I guess in the back of my mind, it just scares me that when you have a group that's like, yeah, dude, we're going. Like, look at this. Like, there is, like, we are doing this. They are spending $3.5 billion to develop something. I just think that would go a long way to looking at Major League Baseball and be like, yeah, you want to know who gets things done? We do. Look at it. Look at what we're investing in this. And I just wish that we were far enough along where someone came out with this Portland group and said, hey, we're bulldozing crap. We own Red Tail at this point. We're tearing it down. We're building crap.
I don't know if that deal's even done yet.
And that's kind of my thing. Yeah. Like,
well, that's different. I mean, that's a tangible thing that.
But it's another piece of the whole of the whole thing.
Yeah.
To me, it just feels like one is. And someone said breaking. Sue has an NIL agreement with the Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce, and that's what it sounds like. But.
Yeah,
I just don't know how you can look at those two things and say that they're on even footing. And trust me, no one wants baseball here more than me. Dude, that's not true. The people that want to invest in it, but you get baseball here, dude, sign me up for season tickets. I just think it would be such a massive win for this city. And God, we would support it. And the renderings, I said I would make sweet, sweet football love with Dan Campbell. I would make sweet, sweet sports love with that stadium down there on the South Waterfront. I want to make sweet, sweet football love with Dan Landon. No, it's Dan Campbell, damn it. But for all of the hope that I have, I get scared that it's the Charlie Brown thing where I'm going to buy into this. And every time I get told it's close and we've got a step coming and we've cleared this hurdle and, you know, we're, by the way, that $800 million, it's probably going to pass, but it hasn't passed yet. It's passed one side of it. Meanwhile, Salt Lake's like, yeah, we got $1 billion and we already got it passed. And we've been told that we have city cooperation. Meanwhile, the mayor of Salt Lake and the governor have both said, absolutely. Yeah, we've got this park here. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. We don't need to worry about environmental stuff. We'll change all the zoning stuff that you need. This happened in December, by the way. Yeah, what do you need from us? Oh, cool. We'll change that to make sure we can pave the way. And that's without an agreement on a stadium. That's just saying, we're going to let you invest $3.5 billion to do this. And then if you get a baseball stadium, kick ass. I just, as much as I believe in the commitment that we have from our group here, and as much as it's awesome to see the city leaders finally get behind something, it's just hard for me to believe that we're on even footing. And I want to.
Have you seen the Nashville stadium renderings?
It sounds like Nashville is basically a done deal as soon as they decide to expand.
Have you seen their renderings?
No, I haven't. Look amazing.
Do they not have any?
No, they do, but it's just, it's just an odd, they're corkscrewing it into a pretty small property too, it looks like, yeah. Although I don't know the acreage, but there is one really cool one of a concert venue, which is out like off of right, off back behind the right field foul pole.
Yeah.
Kind of cool looking, but odd. It just looks like they're really trying.
Oh, yeah, that is strange.
They're putting a lot of stuff in that one small space, and it's right next to the football stadium.
Yeah, I mean, literally right next door to it, which, by the way, happens in a lot of cities. It looks cramped. But again, on a river. And if you're wondering, Major League Baseball has said in order to make this work, they need a team in the East and a team in the West. And for expansion. By all accounts, Nashville is basically a done deal. So then you start looking out West, the only two teams that, or only two cities that are really sniffing around this are Salt Lake and Portland.
And it was Vegas and Portland, and Vegas already got a team.
Yep.
Already been leapfrogged once.
Yep.
The NBA Roomba sweep is next. It is the team we will instantly hate next season. Here's Buck.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
He did not want to do, and it was not his idea.
That guy.
That is brutal. Yeah, you're going to have to answer for this, buddy.
Yeah, so it sounds like it came from the what's that guy's name?
The owner.
Oh, what's his nuts?
I forget what the owner's name is.
I don't think it's the owner, though. I think it's just like the...
The CEO, the guy in charge of it.
The guy in charge.
Apparently no one... Maybe like, wrong. Everyone, their ownership group, no one gives a rip about basketball. Like, they're just there to try to build a casino. This is why they're letting Nico do whatever the hell he's going to do.
Yeah. He did not want to do a closed-door roundtable. It was from Yahoo Sports, reporting via Shams. Nico Harrison did not want to do a closed-door roundtable with the media at the end of the regular season. This was not his idea. This was something that was enforced by their owner.
Yeah, okay, Patrick Dumont.
Patrick Dumont. Okay, so he is their owner?
That's correct.
Goofy guy?
Yeah.
And then there was an exchange with one of the reporters there, I think Tim McMahon. That was quite wild. I'm going to read it to you, okay?
Yeah.
Tim McMahon asks, in your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame in building a finals team, a team that went to the finals last season. You gave up your first round capital control of it, 27, 28, 29, and 30. So 3 to 4 years ends, you're out your first round draft capital. How is that a logical decision? Explain the logic of that for the long-term best interest of this franchise. Nico Harrison's response, can you repeat that? Tim McMahon, years 2027 to 2030, you're out on your first round capital.
Yeah.
Your own words, you created a 3 to 4 year time frame. When the credit card bill comes due, that time frame is over. How is that in the best interest of long-term interests of the franchise? And again, 27 to 30, you're out of your capital. You build a finals team doing it, and you traded the guy who led that team. How is that in the long-term best interest when he's, at the time, a 25-year-old generational talent who could have a 10 to 12-year runway? He's one of the best players we've ever seen. And I picture Tim yelling that.
Yes. Or at least having it be a very, you know, a pointed conversation.
And here is his response. He says, I keep saying the same thing, but defense wins championships. I believe that we have a championship caliber team, not only for now, but also for the future. Obviously, the future will hold if I'm right or wrong. And ultimately, we're going to be held to the standard of wins and losses. And every executive in every field is going to be held to that same standard. Boy, how's that for a word salad?
Nico.
Tim McMahon says, your long-term best interest, though, 25, 26, and 27, there's your 3 years. Then you're out of your first-round capital. How does that make sense? Nico Harrison, like I said, we believe in the move we made. You obviously don't, and that's fine, and you're entitled to your opinions, but we're excited about the future of our team. God! How about that?
Just get fired already. How is that weird? You're just walking in every day knowing you're just a dead man walking. Oh, and by the way, Klay Thompson's getting older by the day, and Kyrie Irving's coming off did he blow his knee or tear his Achilles? It was a knee, right? I think it was a torn ACL.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Knee. So.
What a mess.
It's like he really sounds like he doesn't get it.
Kyrie Irving's going to be 34 next year.
Well, I think he gets it. He just can't.
But he hasn't been able to explain how it makes logical sense.
That's because he can't.
So he doesn't get it.
Well, he gets it. I just think, again, it goes back to the whole idea that he thought they were not going to pay Luka Doncic $300 and some million because they don't think he works hard enough and they think he's fat. Yeah. They do not think that he was going to get them a title. Yeah. Now, that is pretty dumb considering he just got you to the finals. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome player. He's only 25. You know, maybe work with that. Like, you got a little bit of dough to work with there to make a nice pie, right, Jace?
I just love that you're like, he keeps going, you went all in. You went all in to try to win, and then you're like, nah, we're not going to do
that. So I think he's still stuck in this place of, and the owner keeps making him talk, where he's like, dude, I can't tell you what we think. We hated him. Okay, fine. We hated him.
And the fans.
I would respect that more at this point.
I know, but he can't do that.
And the fans have turned on him, and the franchise. It's just.
It's a mess.
What an ugly situation.
How much longer has he got there?
I just love that you're.
That's a good question.
Your exciting plans are. 33 and 34-year-old Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis.
I have concepts of a plan.
And old-ass Klay Thompson, as opposed to Luka.
Well, I did hear something where he said his contract's up in 3 years, and he sounded like, dude, I ain't coming back. I think he's just as done as everybody else.
How quickly after he made that deal do you think he knew that?
Pretty quick.
I think he probably knew it before the deal.
Well, and then did you see Adam Silver went on, was it on the McAfee show? That because now, of course, the speculation was that this was all league orchestrated to get the casino built in Dallas and all of that. And the NBA ratings are down a little bit this year.
No way.
But Adam Silver, I think it was with McAfee, but it might have been with someone else. I was flipping through today and I was reading some of his quotes and people are freaking out because Silver says that. The ratings dip because they're so small. It's actually a win because the ratings at the beginning of the season were terrible. And so the second half ratings only being slightly down was actually a big win. And then he said that, we had a good playoff race. We had some competitive things happen. Then he goes, there was a trade that got people very excited. He alluded to the fact that Luka being moved to LA was a big ratings boost, and so people are like, you know, because obviously the conspiracy theory of if you were going to move Luka, why the hell did you move him there? So Adam Silver coming out and saying that the NBA needed Luka in LA, basically, and that's the reason why people paid attention. That's probably not the best thing for your commissioner to say. People in Dallas are very pissed.
Oh, they're livid.
Because they feel like Adam Silver had a hand in selling their team down the river.
It's the other thing, too, is Tex is right. I mean, the Adelson family 100% initiated that trade.
Yeah.
And Harrison's the fall guy.
Yeah.
He had to do that. And the whole idea there is that the Adelsons want to tank the team and move them to Vegas, which is a little bit of a stretch, but it's not, though. If we've been around long enough, you see this stuff with these people. The Adelsons don't give a rip about sports. They're Vegas people.
Yes.
So, you know, just the fact that Nico, I would be more inclined to think it's that than Nico's just an idiot. It's that guy was forced to do something that he didn't want to do. he did it. Now he's having to take all these spears for it. He's pissed off about it. He can't say that. And he's like, guess what's going to happen when I'm out of here? I'm writing a book and it's all going to be in there. And I'm out of here in 3 effing years. I can tell you that. That's more the tone we're getting from Nico.
Probably.
So, and then he's got to say all this crap about, but don't make the guy sit there. Like, it's the last day of the regular season. You take him in the back and give him some media and say, hey, answer all these questions. That's just cruel, man.
It's bad. Well, you look, he's going to get a bunch of money on his way out, so just go away. And you're not going to get another job. Go be a Nike exec. Yeah, Adam Silver, I think you saw tremendous competition around the league and a trade that attracted a lot of attention.
He was already a Nike exec, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So he's not going back.
Well, he's not getting another GM job.
Like I said, dude, that guy's
How would you like to have that stapled to your resume for the rest of the days? What if Luka actually goes on and wins a title in L.A.? Just... at that point, just hand in your resignation, take your buyout, and go away.
That dude has a freaking $5 million book deal if he wants it.
Yeah.
If he wants to spill it.
Yeah.
And I bet I would if I were him.
Yeah.
There's something going on with this whole thing.
Well, especially if Dallas turns out to just be dog mess over the next handful of years, and they either get the casino pushed through or they move, the conspiracy theory will really, really ramp up.
All right, the team we're all going to hate next season. Next on the
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Damn.
When was the last time Johnny Depp did anything?
The Amber Heard trial.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, outside of him.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's done.
Isn't he doing a cologne ad that sometimes shows up?
Savage.
Yeah, there right? you go.
Savage.
Yeah, no, he is, but.
It's like wandering around a desert playing a guitar with like 72 scarves or something.
The real story behind this film is his transformation, which we will get to in the club. But
you gotta transform.
Continuing our NBA Roomba sweep, the one team, there's already one team linked to Kevin Durant next season, you know, because he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
Did you see who Sham said has mutual interest? They have mutual interest with one another?
I did not.
And we're going to hate them.
I thought I saw something pop across that maybe the Lakers.
Well, we already hate the Lakers.
Yeah.
But if the Lakers had him, LeBron, and Luka.
Yeah.
We would hate them even more. Somehow.
Absolutely. I don't know what the Lakers would give up in order to go get Kevin Durant, but LA obviously is, you know, trying to maximize they give up Bronny for him.
Well, Shams was saying, if you look at, if you want to try to predict where Kevin Durant will go, it would be the teams that will be eliminated from the playoffs early.
Okay.
In other words, they're a Kevin Durant away from a deep run.
Okay.
Whereas the teams that go deep, they may think, oh, we're pretty good. Switch a few pieces out here or there. And
I would kind of go the other way. If I made a deep run, like if I'm, because from what I read, that Phoenix is looking for significant capital. I don't know what the market will be out there and what people are willing to give up, but he'll be 37 in September. So to me, if I was a team that got eliminated in the first or second round, I wouldn't give up future for Kevin Durant because you're probably talking about a 1 or 2 year window. To me, it would make more sense if I was a conference finals team.
It's like what the Warriors did. They lost to the Cavs in the finals. They're like, well, we got to go get Durant.
Now we got to go get him. That to me makes more sense, but you know.
So you're no Shams.
I am no Shams.
And Shams said it would be a team like Houston.
But that makes a lot of sense considering how much youth that they have and how good they've been.
Yep. So that will be the team we will hate next year if they get Kevin Durant, is the Houston Rockets. Apparently he has interest in them, and they have interest in him.
Well, he played in Austin, right? And if you're Houston, I'm interested in general about Houston because, you know, they don't really have a star player. They won 52 games, and they're the second seed. But we've seen Memphis be a second seed twice. Remember, was it a couple years ago the Kings ended up being the third seed? But teams like that.
Well, didn't the Blazers jump up there once?
Yeah, the Blazers. Blazers were a high seed. Like, it doesn't go anywhere. Like, cool, you won 50 games and you're a 2 or 3 seed and then you get bounced in the first round of the playoffs and thanks for coming. So that would make sense if you're Houston. It would certainly speed up your timeline and you're basically saying our opportunity to win is win now because Kevin Durant, I mean, he realistically has like 2 years, right?
He's 36.
He's 36. He'll be 37 next year when the season starts, though. So you're getting him for the 37 and probably his 38 season. I mean, eventually, and it's not like he's the healthiest guy in the world. That would just scare me if I'm Houston. I'd be more inclined like.
I think he could wreck your young team.
And that would worry me. I would be more along the lines like that makes sense. Like, obviously, return to Golden State, which apparently he's not interested in. The Clippers, the Lakers.
Why would
he
not go back to Golden State?
He said he doesn't want to.
What
at least
baby.
That's the report.
God, dude, add him to Golden State with Butler and Steph.
Yeah,
one last.
And they were reportedly open to it,
and he said no.
What an idiot!
I think it's the idea that like he doesn't want to admit that it was a mistake leaving there in the first place.
Yes.
And the one thing you say about Kevin Durant is he's, you know, he kind of makes dumb decisions.
Going back to the NBA NFL comps discussion from yesterday, one texter says Kevin Durant's NFL comp, definitely Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's pretty good.
Uber-talented MVP that kind of people, you don't want him around.
We were talking about Rodgers earlier today and all his stupid quotes, and I brought up the fact that what if Patrick Mahomes goes down and the Chiefs sign Rodgers?
Yeah.
Can you imagine a team more hated?
No.
It's very similar. It's like Durant to Houston.
Yeah.
Rodgers to Kansas City. Oof. You'd hate them both.
Insurmountable amounts.
Kansas City especially.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
No.
I want you to think about it.
It makes me sick.
I want you to dream about it tonight.
The other team that I find interesting that would go against the Shams thing of as a team that would maybe bow out early is...
My Pacers?
I was going to say the Cavaliers.
Oh.
I mean, the Cavaliers won 64 games. obviously are very good. People don't think that they're going to get over the hump against Boston. Very good team. You got Allen, Mobley, Mitchell, Garland. If they can't get over the hump against Boston, or God forbid they bow out, let's say Milwaukee, right? Lillard comes back and they lose Milwaukee in the second round. And you're Cleveland, you look at that and you say, hey, we won 64 games. We're right there. You add, I don't know what they would have to give up, but let's say it's a lot of draft picks. You don't really have to give up a ton right now. Say, you know, Phoenix is more interested in assets down the road. You dump Kevin Durant in the middle of that. Now that to me makes more sense.
What if he goes to Dallas?
Yeah, that would be another one.
Nico trades for him.
I mean, you put him with Clay, you put him with Kyrie, you put him with AD. And again, an older team that's experienced, and you throw them in that.
That's not bad.
Well, we brought it up here before, but the idea that Phoenix needs assets, they've traded away so many of their picks. OKC still has a bunch, and they might be a player away.
Yeah,
and that's where we talked about before.
It'd be the full circle story where it all started.
Yeah,
for him.
Kevin Durant might actually be liked if he goes there.
I just think it'd be such a cool redemption arc, but he just sounds like he's not the guy that's willing to admit again that he made a mistake by leaving in the first place. But yes, Oklahoma City gets bounced, they lose in the finals, and they've got 8 gajillion draft picks.
And a really nice young core.
Just give
up. Much like the Blazers.
Give up one young piece, two ones, or you probably don't have to even give up a great piece, give up 3 ones. And then go add Kevin Durant as a closer on that team.
All right, Hollywood News kicks off the club next on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.